Today's Shir is Masechta Shkolim, Daf Hey. We will begin on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom of Chiyo. In our previous Shir, we had discussed that when a person gives the Machzor Shekel to the Beis HaMikdash, he has to add a Kalbayin. Not only had we learned that he has to add a Kalbayin, but we had learned every time he does an exchange with Hegdash involving the Machzor Shekel, he needs to add a Kalbayin. And then we had discussed that you could have a situation where brothers are inherited the father. Certain times they'll only have to give one Machzor Shekel, and certain times they're not going to have to give a Kalbayin, and certain times they will. And the Gemara actually connected it to a different question. The Gemara connected it to the question of Maisa Behema. There's a halacha that every year one has to give Maisa Behema from the newborn animals. And the halacha is that that Maisa Behema has to be given only if it's not a partnership. So the Gemara said, if it's a situation of a partnership, the Mishnah said, if it's a situation of a partnership, so there is no chiv Maisa Behema, but if that partnership donates the Machzor Shekel, they will have to also add the Kalbayin. On the other hand, if they had not divided the father's estate, and therefore, the father's estate, the Tfusis Abayis, as we called it, is paying for the Machzor Shekel for the family members. So then they will not have to contribute a Kalbayin, because as we learned in the Mishnah, when somebody's giving a Machzor Shekel on behalf of someone else, there is no obligation of giving a Kalbayin, but they will have to give, since they're not considered a partnership, they're just considered a continuation of the father's estate. They will have to give Maisa Behema. And the Gemara continues discussing that halacha. Says the Gemara, Ruchia Amar Rabbi Yirmiya Bai. Ruchia said that Rabbi Yirmiya asked the following question: V'lam Alasna Ana Amrin. It was trying to speak about all the scenarios where you're going to have to give Machzor Shekel, Kalbayin, or you're going to have to give Maisa Behema or not. There are more situations that could be discussed. Pamim. A situation can come up where you're going to be chayiv both in the Kalbayin and Maisa Behema. And then we could come up with a situation where they're not chayiv in neither. They're not chayiv in the Machzor Shekel, not in the Kalbayin, nor Maisa Behema. And the Gemara says, Hey Chavida, what are the different situations that we're talking about? Cholko anachosim, if they divided up the entire estate and then they recombined, but they didn't divide up the animals. They're going to be chayiv in the Kalbayin because they're like partners. And when partners are combining, when partners are combining and their common account is the account that pays for the Machzor Shekel, they have to add a Kalbayin. But since they had not divided up the animals and then combined as shutfim, so they don't have the exemption that we give to partners, and that's why they're going to be chayiv and maisa behema. So that will be a situation of chayav b'zeh b'zeh. In a situation of a cholko behema, they divided up the animals and then they recombine. So now they're partners. Since they are now partners, they're Potter and Maisa Behema. But they never divided up the money, and therefore it's the estate. They never divided up the estate. Since they never divided up the estate, what they're giving now, what the estate is giving now, is the state is paying for their Machzor Shekel. And as we said a moment ago, when someone else is paying for your Machzor Shekel, then you don't have to pay. When somebody else is paying for your Machzor Shekel, then you don't have to pay. Then you don't have to give a kalbayin, and therefore p'tur mizeh mizeh. Says the Gemara, Amar Mana Hador Dat Amar. What you're saying that if they divided up the animal and didn't divide up the estate, they don't have to give not a kalbayin and not Maisa Behema b'shloi Hosa Behema Roiv. That's only if most of the estate is not animals. Avil. If most of the estate is animal, Once most of the estate is animals, then it's considered as if the estate was divided, even though it really wasn't actually divided, because we still have the assets, the money wasn't divided. The money is considered secondary to the rest of the estate. And since the money is considered secondary to the rest of the estate, it's as if it was already divided, even though it physically wasn't divided. Rav Avin Amar, Rav Avin says, Rav Shami Boy, Rav Shami asked the following question. That in a situation where they did not divide and re-merge for the Maisa Behema at Poitim and the Kaban, why are we connecting, asked the Gemara, these two halachas together? And the way I saw that Mefarshim explained the Gemara's question, when it comes to Maisa Behema, so the Torah indeed, under certain circumstances, was lenient. Under certain circumstances, the Torah was machmer. But that shouldn't be a reason, because we're machmer or mekel in one situation, we should be machmer or mekel in another situation. Amalei, lo shanyahi, is this no different than anywhere else? Shu nois and shleim achas, that when the father gives the machzor shekel on behalf of the children, they don't have to give a kalbon. And therefore, if they did not divide the estate, the halacha should not be any different. Ask the Gemara, Me'ato, if that's the way we're going to look, why don't we say, afilu cholku v'chozru nishtatu? Even if they divided up and then they became partners again, the chayov v'maisa behema, on paturim min hakalbon, they should be chayov v'maisa behema, paturim min hakalbon. Because once they reconnected, it should revert to the original case. V'taninen, yet we learned in our Mishnah that under such circumstances, the chayovim bekalbin or paturim mais behema, says the Gemara of Abba b'shem, Rabboi b'shem Abba bar Rav Huna. So, and the Gemara doesn't answer this question. The Gemara's question is why, if they divided and then reconnected, are they part from the kalbim? Why do we look at it as a shutfis? Why don't we look at it, as the Gemara, as if it's the situation comes back to where it was? And if the situation comes back to where it was, they should not be considered shutfim, and they should be chayiv in Maisa Behema, and part from the kalbim. Continues the Gemara of Rabba B'Shem Abba Barav Huna. We spoke about brothers when they did divide, when they didn't divide. So he comments, Hishnei Achim Shiyoshes Soveim. The same halacha applies when two brothers. Hishnei Gisin Shiyoshes Chameim. That means if they are two sisters, they were the only people that this father left, the same halacha would apply. And I saw that the Mefarshim explained that why would I think it's different with two brothers or two sisters? So I saw the Mefarshim explain, by brothers, it's by sons, it's easier to understand the concept of Tfusis Abayis. That the sons, that the halacha views the sons as a continuation of the father. But in a situation of brother-in-laws, sisters, where the primary yarshim are really the husbands that of these women, they are. It's harder for the halacha to view them as a continuation of the father. And since it's harder for the halacha to view them as a continuation, maybe the halacha that if they are to be under certain circumstances considered a continuation, it's hard to accept. That's why our Gemara had to say that the same halacha applies. So as we began in our previous year discussing quite extensively, the halacha is that one has to add this kalbein. But now the Gemara wants to know, Lahechen, exactly what did they do with the kalbonis? They went together with the shkolim. They went to nedover. Very often we're going to find in our mesechta the concept of nedover. The concept of nedover means nidvas keitzah mizbeach. They never wanted the mizbeach not to have kabonis brought on it. And since they never wanted to have a moment when the mizbeach was idle, if there was such a moment, they had the special fund from which they took money to buy oilers to have for the Mizbeach at all time. Reb Shimon Shizur Yomer, that the Kabbainis were used for Rikuyas of Ksipulabes Kachim. The halachas that the Moisa Atruma, we're going to learn in Perek Dalet Halacha Beis, the leftover money from the Trumas Halishkin was used to cover with gold the Beis HaMikdash. Benazam HaShulchanai, the money changers, HaYinotlan HaSubascharon, they would take them for their fee for changing the money. V'yeshoymer L'atzos Trochim, whatever they needed to repair the roads. So Meir's opinion is very understandable. Going back that we discussed in our previous shiur, that Remeya taught us that they had the Matbeya Shalesh. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu that we need a Matbeya Shalesh, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, that's why we always have to give a cowboy. Because the Torah is very strict that the Machsa Shekel we give should be exactly a Machsa Shekel. So since the Torah is so strict that the Machsa Shekel we give should truly be a Machsa Shekel, that's why we, if there's any extra, it should certainly be given together with the Machsa Shekel money, because like that we know we're giving what we're supposed to be giving. The other opinions, obviously, are of the opinion that the purpose of the Machsa Shekel wasn't specifically for that purpose. The purpose was for money, paying for the money changers, etc. Therefore, it isn't included in the actual Machsa Shekel. And since it's not included in the actual Machsa Shekel, the halacha is that it should be used for these other purposes, not included together with the Machsa Shekel. Hadron Loch Perek Bech Ba'odor teaches us the Mishnah. So as we've been learning, they collected the Machsa Shekel from all the cities where Klai Yisrael lived, and they took them to Yerushalayim. So it teaches us the Mishnah, Mitzaf and Shkolim. So the Shkolim are not such a large coin, and it becomes cumbersome to carry them all up to Yerushalayim. So it teaches us the Mishnah, Mitzaf and Shkolim of the coins. They could combine Shkolim to Darkoinos, easier coins to transport, because it shouldn't be so hard to travel with these Shkolim. Shame, and says the Mishnah further, Shame Shai Shaifers B'Migdash, just like in the Beis HaMikdash, there were Shaifers, special Pushkas, where they put the Machsa Shekel, and they were formed like a Shaifer, wide on the top, narrow on the top, wide on the bottom. Kacha Yishayfris b'Medina, and all of Eretz Yisrael, they had these shayfris where they would keep the money of the Machsa Shekel as they were being collected. I saw a very interesting shayla that we just finished learning the sugya of Darkoin. We just finished learning the sugya of a cowboy, that whenever somebody gave a Machsa Shekel, he would have to add a cowboy. When he got change, we discussed in our previous year, he would have to add a cowboy. The Mefarshim discuss, Chaim Kinyevsky in his Sefer Shekel HaKodesh discusses, what is the halacha if somebody is combining all the shkolim, machsa shekel, into their koinus? Must a cowboy added as well? And it seems that it's only somebody who's giving the Machsa Shekel where there's a special concern that he should give a cowboy. Because as we learned, we discussed this a number of times already in our Masechta, the purpose of giving the Machsa Shekel was a kaifa nefesh, and we therefore want to be extremely careful that it should be given properly. We want to be very careful that it should be truly a Machsa Shekel. The people who were transporting the Machsa Shekel to Yerushalayim did not have that concern. And since they didn't necessarily have that concern, it may not be required that they should have to add a cowboy. There's an interesting question. Here we're learning that there were special shofars in which they put the cowboy, they put the Machsa Shekel. There were shofars in the Beis HaMikdash. There were shofars in the cities. The question is we know throughout Shas, there's a concept a mitzvah boy, yosim b'shluchai. When you have an option to do a mitzvah, it's better to do the yourself to have someone else doing. So if I prepare, Baruch Hashem, a Machsa Shekel to contribute, as I am obligated to do every year, do you have to put in, is it the point that you yourself should go put the money into the shofar, or is it everywhere else? So really, it could be connected to a machloikis where were the shofars? Were the shofars only in Yerushalayim? Or were there shofars in every city? If we're going to say there were shofars in every city, it's very possible to explain that the reason that they put shofars in every city was because of mitzvah by Yosef and Shluchai. But if there were only shofars in Yerushalayim, so then we could very much make an argument that they didn't put up shofars in every city because there's no reason for mitzvah by Yosef and Shluchai. So I saw that the Sefer Chashuk Echemet says that clearly it makes sense to say, as we say in other areas of halacha, a mitzvah by Yosef and Shluchai. It's always preferable that somebody should do the mitzvah himself. It shows a chavivus, it shows a love to the mitzvah, and therefore, if you could do it yourself, that is what. If you could do it yourself, that's what you should do. Teaches us the Mishnah. B'nei Ish Shachol Shakleim. The people of a city sent a shkolim with a messenger to take it to Yerushalayim. V'nignavu, and as the shlich is taking it to Yerushalayim, the shkolim got stolen or avdu, they got lost. Im nitru atruma. So we learned that on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, they would take out from the Beis HaMikdash, they would take out the shkolim, take out a certain amount of shkolim, and that was the money that they started using to buy new animals. As we're going to learn in the Gemara, when they took out that money, they had in mind even for the money that had not yet arrived in Yerushalayim, that it should work. And therefore, says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Im nitra truma, if that had already taken place, nishbon legizborim. So the money, the truma, the shkala money really is viewed as already belongs to Hegdish. And therefore the shlichim, who have to swear that they watch this money properly, who do they have to make that shvuah to? To the administrators of Hegdish. They have to be telling the administrators of the Hegdish, we didn't do anything wrong, it was an accident, it was beyond our control. However, Vimlav, if this Geneva or Aveda took place before the Trumas HaLishkan, so the people who they have to deal with, the Shlichim, are with the people of the city. Nishbon l'bnei Ir, they have to swear to the people of the city, or b'nei Ir, and the people of the city, Shalkim Tachtayim, have to give new Shkolim. Nimtzu, if the Shkolim that were lost were found, or Shechzira Ganovim, or the people who stole it, returned it. So now we have two Shkolim. The first Shkolim that were lost or stolen, and the second set of Shkolim that were designated in their place. So the Halacha says the Mishnah is Elu Shkolim. Both of them are considered Shkolim. They both have the Dinah Machzor Shekel, and the people who replaced it have no right to say, Vein Olam L'Shana Bo. Maybe what they'll say is, so this year we gave two Shekel, next year we shouldn't have to give any Shekel. The Halacha is, they're going to have to give another Shekel. So I saw that the Sefer Chashuk Echemed has a very interesting discussion. Somebody, there was a shul being built, and somebody took out a sizable donation, put it to the side, to be his donation for this new shul. And as he's walking to give that donation to the gabbai, whoever, the envelope with the money was stolen. And now he goes, and he takes out another amount of money, the same amount of money, to give his obligation, his pledge. And now the first envelope is found. How does the halacha look at that first envelope? Does the halacha say that both envelopes are considered stock of money? Or do we say that the first envelope, if I fulfilled my pledge, once I fulfilled my pledge, I shouldn't have to, the money I found, Baruch Hashem, help me, it's my money. I don't have to also give it as a pledge. So it seems from our Mishnah, it would seem the Mishnah just said, Eilu ve'eilu shkolim. Do we say that the same halacha is here as well? And he paskins that this halacha, that Eilu ve'eilu shkolim, is a special halacha that's said regarding shkolim. And he uses the concept that we keep on going back to. And that's the concept that when we speak about shkolim, there's a special concept by shkolim. The shkolim are here, v'layir bam negev, to protect us. And since the shkolim are here to protect us, that's why we're stricter with shkolim. But that doesn't necessarily have to be the halacha by all other situations. that the second shkolim don't necessarily, that the first money I found will be my money. In fact, the Tveres Yaakov says that what are the reasons that we're stricter when it comes to shkolim? Because as we just learned in the Mishnah, the halacha requires us to be strict with shkolim. So since the halacha has this requirement, that's why both monies that are found are shkolim. But that's a unique halacha to shkolim that wouldn't apply elsewhere. So as we began our Mishnah, the Mishnah taught us that the person who's carrying, the people who are carrying the shkolim to the Beis HaMikdash, it's difficult to carry such a heavy load, so that's why they used to exchange it for larger coins. So ask the Gemara, if that's what we're concerned about, v'yasarai samagolius. So ask the Gemara, why don't we make them into diamonds? That's even easier to carry. Answers the Gemara, shema tazla magolius. We're concerned that diamonds price fluctuate, and since diamond prices fluctuate, there we it may drop the nimtza hekdesh tafsid, and therefore hekdesh could take a loss. And since hekdesh could take a loss, that's why we're stricter when it comes to diamonds. An interesting question that the Paiskim discuss, where a hekdesh, a tztaka, has money, and they're not using that money quite right now. And the question is, they want to invest that money, that it should be available, and they'll have it available when they need to have it. May you do so or not. So it seems from the Paiskim that if the investment is a relatively safe investment, you're putting the money in the bank or wherever, so there, where the money is quite safe, you're allowed to do it. But to take Hegdish Stocker money, which right now you indeed that Stocker doesn't need, and use it for a different purpose, you have no right to gamble with Stocker money, and you can't invest it in something which is not to be considered a safe investment. Says the Gemara, this concept that we're concerned about the price fluctuation of diamonds, we see in a Mishnah Bechairis. As the Mishnah Masechet Bechairis Daf Mem Tes on the base teaches us, the Kulam Bechor or Hegdish, Niftin can be redeemed with Kesev, or B'Shava Kesev, with money, or B'Shava Kesev, Chutz Mishkolim. A Shkolim could only be used, could only be redeemed with money. And I saw Ramash explains that this is a special Halacha Shkolim, that Shkolim can only be something which is currency. Vein Paidim B'Kalim, ask the Gemara, why can't you transfer them onto different types of kalim? Answers the Gemara, Vamra Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Shem Yazilu HaKalim, because we need to be concerned that maybe the price of kalim will drop. For Nimtza Hegdish Mafsin, and Hegdish is going to take a lice. Af Hachanami, so to here as well, we need to be concerned that Shem Atozal Magolius, for Nimtza Hegdish Mafsin, that the price of diamonds will drop. Masnisen, that our Mishnah says that we could transfer the shkolim to dargoynis, it betaklen chadatin. As we learned, as we began our masechta, that every Rosh Chodesh Adar, they began in, during the month of Adar, collecting shkolim. Avil betaklen adatin, if somebody didn't give shkolim in a previous years, and now he has to transport, and now he has to pay that up, loy bedoh. That isn't the halacha. You have to bring the actual maksa shekel of the previous years and deposit it in the place in the Beis HaMikdash where they're meant to be. And says the Merva Tani Kain, and so do we learn in the Braisa, Atikin b'Migdash, ben Atikin b'Medina. The Atikin, the old coins, people who are giving maksa shekel to make up for what they didn't give in previous years, they have to bring them to the Beis HaMikdash and put them in the place where they belong, and there's nowhere else in Eretz Yisrael, in Antikim of Medina, where that could be done. Our Mishnah says that if something happened to the Shkolim as the Shlich was bringing them, that he has to swear, and sometimes he has to swear to the Hegdish or whatever. Says the Gemara Masnis is talking about that the Shomer who was taking the Shkolim was a Shomer Chinam. That the Halach is a Shomer Chinam is part of the Gnevei Aveda. However, even though he's part of a Gneva Avoida, as we learned, he has to swear Shloshalach Bayad, that he wasn't Pasheya, that he wasn't negligent. Avil B'Shem Sachar, if the person who was bringing it was a Shem Sachar, Loi B'Do, this halacha doesn't apply, they would have to pay for Gneva, if they're Shem Sachar, a Shem Sachar has to pay for Gneva Avoida. Amar Rab Abba, Vafil Tem B'Shem Sachar. Amishta could be speaking even about a Shem Sachar. We could be, Nignavu is talking about a list of Mazuin, an armed robber. Avdu is talking about Kishtava Svinasa B'Yam, and therefore it's considered an oinus. And even though a Shem Achinam is Potter on Gneva Avaida, he's not Potter on oinus. Amar Avdu Stoiber of Simon, Asya, our Mishnah, that said that once they already did Trumas Halishka, it's considered as the Shkolim, wherever they are, is the property of Hegdish. And since they consider the property of Hegdish, the Shliach who has to now contend, has to contend with Hegdish. Asik Commander Omar is following the opinion that says, Tomin ala Govi, that when we do the Trumas Halishka, it's on money that was already in the Lishka, but it also works. Al Osalog voice, even the money has not yet come there, it still has the same halacha. But says the Gemara, Piram, according to the man the Omer, that says Tarmin, ain't Tarmin, that we don't take Loy Al Govi Veloy Al Osalog voice, what hasn't happened yet is not considered belonging to Hegdish. Loy Bada, our Mishnah, the din of our Mishnah would not be applicable. Says the Gemara, we learned, B'nai Ir Shashakal Shakayim. So if they sent a shkolim and they did not yet, and they already took off the Trumas Halishka, so we just said that the Gabbai has to deal with Hegdish. Says the Gemara that Amar Belozer, our Mishnah says that this opinion that says that the Shliach would have to contend with Hegdish is following the opinion of Shimon. That when you have property that belongs to Hegdish, they're like considered anybody else's property, and if there's such a situation, the Shliach has to swear that nothing happened. Because if you hold that the property that belongs to Hegdish, as the Mishnah Masech the Shvuas, that Mem Beis, Omer Beis teaches us, that Hegdashis are from properties that ainish born malayim, then this halacha would not apply. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, to which Rabbi Yochanan comments, the divrei hakol hi. Even if you'll say that Hegdish is not considered like the property of an individual who owns property, still the halacha that the shliach has to swear to the Hegdish would still be applicable. Why, explains Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Shvuos Takanahu. They did not want people who were transporting Hegdish should not treat it with the proper respect and seriousness. So how did they make sure that that would be the case? By saying that if something happens, you will be held responsible and you're going to have to make a shvua. So says the Gemara, Adatid Rabbi Yochanan, according to the explanation that Rabbi Yochanan just now offered, Nicha, we could understand what the Mishnah said, Nishbon L'Nizgarim, that if they already did the Trumas Halishka, you have to make a shvua to the Nizgarim, Vimlav, and if it's not yet, Nishbon L'Bnei Ir, then the Shvuah, so it's still considered that the people of the city have the responsibility of giving the Hegdish, and therefore you have to swear to the people of the city, U'Bnei Ir, Shaykel Machayim Tachtayim, they're going to have to give different Hegdish, they're going to have to give different Shkolim in the place. But ask the Gemara, Mishum Shvuah Takana, and the reason you have to make this Shvuah is, as we explained, because of the Shvuah, the Chazal wanted that the Shlichim should treat the Hegdish with the proper respect. Eller Rabbi Lezer, that explained that our Mishnah is following the opinion of Shimon, Nishbon Lebnei Ir, Hadohi. We could understand the case where the Trumas Halishka has not yet taken place, that they have to swear to the people of the city, because it's still considered the people of the city's property, and that's why the Shlichim have to swear to them that they didn't misappropriate the money. That's the opinion of Shimon. But ask the Gemara, the first case of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says that if they already did the Trumas Halishka, you have to swear to the Gezborim. But ask the Gemara, according to Shimon, Gezborim Mayav Adetayu. Why should we have to swear to the Gezborim? Isn't there a rule, Einish Borim Al Hakakos? Answers the Gemara, when the way to understand the Mishnah is Nishbon Leir, that in certain circumstances, as we have been describing, you have to swear to the people of the city. Says the Gemara, in the cases where you have to swear to the people of the city, you should swear b'mayimer gezborim, where the administrators of the Hegdish are present when the shlichim make that shvua. Keichad loy l'chishdinu, in order that they should not become accused. Inami, loy nezh v'poshim, or people shouldn't say that they were negligent. So when we swear, when the shlichim swear to the people of the city, they don't just swear to the people of the city, but we're careful to have the gezborim there for that shvua. Says the Gemara, that according to Reb Yochanan, that this shvua is made kushvua mitakana, to treat Hegdish with the proper respect. Api shekiblu bnei ir l'shalim, even though the people of the city say to the shlichim, we know that you're good people, and we know you certainly did everything you could when it came to the machsa shekel. And if something happened, it was certainly not your fault. It was beyond your control. And they'll say, we don't need you to swear. The halacha still is, since, as Rabbi Yochanan has been teaching us, we want Hegdish, we want the Machzor Shekel to be treated with the proper respect, with the proper seriousness, no one can be absolved for making that shvua, ein Hegdish yotze b'loy shvua, and they have to swear under all circumstances. We learned in the Mishnah, Hefer Shikla v'Ovid, if somebody designated a shekel, and then the Machzor Shekel got lost, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, the person who designated that money is responsible until it was given to the Gizbar. And therefore, if something happened, he's going to have to replace the shkolim that he lost. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, so as soon as I designated money for the Hegdish, for the Machzor Shekel, it becomes the Hegdish property, and I therefore will not be responsible if something happens. Says the Gemara, Masnisa, if we learn the Mishnah, it certainly seems that Pligyal of Shimon ben Lakish, that our Mishnah is contrary to the opinion of Reish Lakish. Because the Mishnah says, Nishbon l'bnei ir, that if the Shlichim, Nignavu or Avdu, the Machzor Shekel from the Shlichim before the Hegdish did the Trumas HaLishka, the shlichim have to swear to the bnei ir, or bnei ir shaklim tachtem. They're going to have to replace, give new shkolim. But if we follow the opinion of Reish Lakish, l'shem aretz meloyoi, that as soon as the shkolim are designated, they become hegdish. So why would I have to replace them? Says the Gemara, loyhi oid mishum shvus takana. Just like we learned earlier that Rabbi Yochanan taught us that we make people swear this shvua to take the hegdish seriously. Similarly here, that's why we have to do this. So we saw, says, what happens if we designated new Machzor Shekel, and the first Machzor Shekel is found. So says the Gemara, Tanya Rishayim Noifim Otak Nechadetin, the first money should be used to tackle Chadetin, Vashnim Noifim Otak Lakitikin, just like we learned, if somebody didn't give a Machzor Shekel previous years, he has to make it up. And that money is put into the pushka called Taklan Atikin, and that money is used for preparing the walls of Yerushalayim. That's what's done with this money. But now, identifies the Gemara. We speak about the Rishonim and the Shneim. What are the Rishonim and what are the Shneim? Elohena Rishonim, Velohena Shneim. What's the Rishonim, what's the Shneim? Says the Gemara, Pinchas, Be'rav Chia, Rav Abba Mari, Chad Ome Elo Sheshokhim Ne'etchila. They are the money that was sent the first time are the Rishonim, and the replacement money is the Shneim. The Charona and the other Mandamar holds Elu Shigil Yadis Gvaram Tchilo, whichever money gets to the Hegdish first is considered Rishonim, and the second money that did not get to the Hegdish first is considered the Shneim. Says the Gemara Noshe Shiklo L'Chaveri. If somebody gives his machzor shekel to his friend, lishkol al yodoi, to take it to Shlaim and put it into the shofar on his behalf. V'shokloi al yidei atzmai. And this person, this shliach, instead of giving it in my behalf, gave it on his own behalf. In nitma tmura, if this is already after the time that they did the trumas alishka, mol, the shliach is considered that he was moil. Moil behegdish becomes a very serious aveira. Says the Gemara, a shokel shikloi min a hegdish. If somebody has in his possession hegdish money, and he uses that hegdish money for machzor shekel, the nitma truma of a korban mehema, if after that they take the truma salishka and they bought kabanos with it, mol. So then it turns out that I benefited from hegdish money. And since I benefit by doing it, by using the Hekdesh money for Machzor Shekel, and therefore I have the din of a Moel. If somebody uses Maaseh Sheni money, or somebody uses the Dmei Shvius money to pay his Machzor Shekel obligation, the halacha is Yoich Kenegdem, the Gemara will explain. So we learned in the Mishnah, Shekel Shikloi, if somebody uses Hekdesh money for his Shekel obligation, and then they do the Trumas Alishka, and they use the animal, and they bring an animal, so it turns out that I was Moil in the Hekdesh money. And Nantananim, so it says, we learned in the Mishnah, Kamsigmam Karva Behema, if the animal was brought on the Mizbeach, so it turns out that I used the Hekdesh money that was now used for a different purpose, that's when I was Moil. But if the animal wasn't yet brought, it's not considered that I was Moil. However, says the Gemara, for Tana de Bei Rebbe, we learned in the Yeshiva Rebbe that it doesn't have to be that they actually brought the animal. In Nitruma Truma, if they did Truma Salishka, I'm already responsible. Says the Gemara, Man Tana Nitruma Truma, who is the man Dama that says that as soon as Truma Salishka was done, it's considered that if I used Hegdish money for my Machzor Shekel obligation, it's as if I'm Moel, it's foul, says the Gemara, it's fouling the opinion of Rav Shimon. He, Dom Rav Shimon, Miyarai Makam Ma'isav, that the people who used to supply Hegdish would, if something was found deficient in what they supplied, they're held responsible. And since they're held responsible, they, if something's found wrong, we just return it. But says Rav Shimon, that as soon as it's delivered to the Hegdish, we can assume that it's being used. Because Kahanim's reason him. And here too, as soon as there was Trumas Alishka, we could assume that they're going to buy the animal and use it for a carbon, and that's why the person who used Hegdish money was Moel. Vakasha, but ask the Gemara, if that's true, Ilu Hagonav Elosh Shachaveroi, if I stole somebody else's carbon oiler, Vashachta Stam, and I shechted it, so what's the difference if somebody took the heg, my Machzor Shekel, and contributed it as if it was his? Why should it be chayiv? Why should it be considered moil? It's my money, and I'm going to get the credit. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Yodim Tifta B'Suyim. Amish is talking about that he added that this shliach acted like the family based Rav Gamliel. And we need to understand, to understand this Gemara, we need to understand the entire process of Trumas Alishka. All of Klal Yisrael are contributing Machzor Shekel. So you have this Lishka, you have this chamber in the Beis HaMikdash, where there's so many coins, coins of the Machzor Shekel from all of Klal Yisrael. And now they do Trumas Alishka. They take out some of those coins. Those are going to be the coins that are going to be used to actually buy Kabbonis. The coin that I contributed is not necessarily going to be the coin that's actually going to be Trumas Alishka. But the family of Rav Gamliel were very anxious. Now, it doesn't halachically make a difference. As long as I did what I was supposed to do, as long as I contributed the Machzor Shekel that I was obligated to give, I fulfilled my obligation. But there were people, the family of Rav Gamliel, the Gemara uses as the example, who are very anxious that their money should be used for the Kabbonis. They were very careful. So since they were very careful, and they didn't want it to fall into the shrine. And the question is the leftover money. There is no mila b'shrayim. El kremeya, if it must be following the opinion of Ramea, the Ramea am mayal b'shrayim, and therefore, even if the money is left in the room, it's still subject to mila. Or the Mesuim Shor Gamliel, we're talking about the coin of Rav Gamliel, that they were Shem Eskav Matar Melishmar, and that's why there's Mil on that coin. But ask the Gemara, what does he gain? The Shliach who took my coin that I sent with him to be the Machzor Shekel, and he said he's giving it for himself. That's really my coin. So what is the Shliach gaining? You only Chayiv Mi'ilah if you have something to gain. The Shliach has nothing to gain here. Answers the Gemara, Omer of Avman B'Shem Rabbam the Taman, Mekimen Shebezdin Ruin L'Mashkin, if the person doesn't give what he's supposed to give, v'loy mishkanai. So we learned earlier in our Masechta that everybody is obligated to give the machzor shekel. And if somebody doesn't contribute, they're going to force him. So now the shliach comes with my machzor shekel. And not truthfully, he says it's his own machzor shekel. What is he gaining? That whoever is forcing the people to give the machzor shekel will not force the shliach, because the shliach says, I'm giving. And therefore, it's considered that he gained something, k'moshenena, and that's why it is mila. We learned in the Mishnah that if somebody used ma'aser sheni funds or shvius funds for machzor shekel, the Mishnah says, yoichel k'negdem. Why can't this coin be considered machzor shekel? The ksiv, the pasuk says, ach b'char shivukal Hashem behem alay yagdish osoy. Kol shu kodesh, something which is already kodesh, something that has already on it the kedushas meiser, something meiser sheni, something that already has on it the kedushas shein shvius, and kedushah chalal of nothing else could be chal on it. Ketzer oisa, what should he do if he did use this type of a coin for machzor shekel? Says the Gemara, maybe sell shekulim. He takes another coin. V'amem ma'as meiser sheni, whatever money which is meiser sheni. Become makom shehen, wherever they are in the world, yimchalal selazer, their kedusha should transfer onto this coin. Vice sella nitzus l'shem ma'aser sheni, that new coin now gets in at the kedusha ma'aser sheni v'shar, and the original coin, which was originally the ma'aser sheni coin, now nasa shkolim, gets the status of shkolim, and the person will have not done anything wrong. So Rav Moshe in Yerodei, in Digris Moshe, Yerodei Chelik Aleph Siman Kuf Tzadik, makes a very important point. And we mentioned this previously, that the halach is as soon as somebody designates money for machzor shekel, he has fulfilled the mitzvah. The only question is that even though he has already fulfilled the mitzvah, is there still a mitzvah that he should see to it that his machzor shekel money arrives to Yerushalayim? According to Rish Lakish, l'shem aretz u'maloyei. As soon as I did my mitzvah, and I designated money for the machzor shekel, I have fulfilled what the Torah asks of me, and I need not do any more. Rav Yochanan says, yes, I fulfilled my mitzvah as soon as I designated the money for machzor shekel. But even though I fulfilled my mitzvah by designating money for machzor shekel, I have another obligation, I have another mitzvah to make sure that that money arrives to the lishka. And therefore, until it arrives to the lishka, I will be held responsible.